When Martinez reached the bathroom, he was surprised to see a sign hanging in the middle of the door. Lavatory out of service. Martinez was pretty sure he had seen his partner heading in this direction. He doubted that a sign would keep Fisher from his business. He reached for the knob and found that it was unlocked. He shrugged and pushed his way inside. His feet echoed against the tiled floor. The main area of the bathroom looked empty, bordered on one side by a row of sinks beneath wide rectangular mirrors, on the other by chrome towel racks and funnel-shaped hot air dryers. As he moved into the center of the room, he heard voices coming from the alley of toilet stalls that began a few feet past the last sink. "We're going to play a little game," he heard someone say in a brusque voice. "I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to tell me what I want to hear." Martinez's entire body tensed up. He stepped forward, his feet light against the tiles. There was a mop with a wooden handle standing between two of the sinks, and he grabbed it with both hands. His knees were trembling as he reached the alley of stalls. Everything began to seem unreal, as if he were staring down a long tunnel. Fisher was at the far end of the bathroom, his arms pinned behind his back by a man nearly a foot taller. Another man had him by the throat, while a third was standing off to the side, arms crossed. Martinez's heart froze as he took in the scene. Fisher's face was a mess. There was blood streaming from his nose, and one of his eyes was starting to swell shut. He had a dark bruise on his left cheek, and his lips looked swollen. The man holding him by the throat had blood on the knuckles of both hands. "Shit, shit, shit!" Martinez shifted his attention from Fisher to the three attackers. Two of the men looked Bahamanian, the one holding Fisher from behind and the one gripping his throat. Both were tall and muscular, wearing khaki pants with white sleeveless T-shirts. The third man was Caucasian. Although Martinez didn't think he'd ever seen the man before, he looked somehow familiar. He was extremely tall, gangly, with silver-gray hair. "How many of your friends are here with you?" the gangly man shouted. "How much money have you won?" Fisher struggled against the hand at his throat. The Bahamanian hauled back and hit him in the gut. Fisher grunted, his face turning bright red. Martinez didn't think. He was beyond thought. He let instinct take over. He gripped the mop like a baseball bat and swung it as hard as he could into one of the mirrors. There was a loud crash as the glass shattered and shards rained down to the floor. All three men spun towards him. The man with the gray hair peered at him with narrow blue eyes. Martinez stared right back at him, the mop raised high. He tried to look as big as possible. Inside, he had turned to jello. "I just called the police," he shouted, "and I called our lawyers. We're going to sue you and the casino for everything you've got."